What's up, witches? This is the Undercover Witch, and today we have on Michelle, and you are the founder of Elevated Mind and the author of best-selling 7 Minutes, I believe, the 7 Minute Shift.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. So from what I see from this, it's very interesting. So it's all about elevating yourself and your mind and how that affects your business and moving up in that sense. So can I have a little bit more information about how you got into that? Because I was seeing that you kind of started working with people way before you started that business.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. So I've been in online marketing in that world for well over 15 years. And prior to writing the book and starting the mindset work, I had spent about 5 years working inside an entrepreneur's coaching company, helping him grow that. And during that time, one of the many things that I did was coach his high-end clients in marketing strategies to grow their business. And during that time, I probably coached over 900 people, and I kept seeing this recurring pattern of very few people actually succeeded. And that was very frustrating because it wasn't a matter of the marketing strategies didn't work. They did work. But what I could see was that people were kind of stumbling all over themselves to get past their own internal fears, doubts, and worries. And I'm no different. Like, you know, I've certainly done the work myself out of necessity, right?
Right.
So that's what kind of shifted me in the direction of the mindset work and the manifesting work, which I kind of put together because they go hand in hand, right? Like, and the manifesting aspect has always been a part of my own life. And it was a real big realization for me that when you begin to do the mindset work, you really have to own what you're capable of and own your ability to create your reality, right? And to shift the results that you're experiencing, whether it's in business or personal, right? So that is, in a nutshell, like how I got here and how I ended up writing the 7 Minute Shift. The process itself, the reason I created it was because early on in the mindset work and the manifesting work, a lot of the feedback that I got and the struggle that I got from clients was, I don't have time for meditation, because that's another thing. Like, I've meditated, you know, I've been practicing meditations, different forms, for many, many years. And so many people felt frustrated by the experience if they were completely new to it, right?
Right.
I don't have time. I can't quiet my mind. Meditation doesn't work for me. So I set out to create something that was much faster, that could still give you a feeling of a result, right? A process you could go through that would elevate your state of mind, make you feel better instantly, and give you a tool that you could use at any time that you start to feel that frustration or doubt or worry. Again, I use this not only in my business, but in my personal life too. I use this every day, and so do my clients. So that's how I got to here.
That's really impressive. And the fact that you actually work with people to get them to have some kind of practice is extremely impressive to me. I actually had somebody who taught me, you know, everything I know. And that was one of the biggest things I struggled with, is like, you mean I have to sit here? Like, his goal was to make me sit there and do nothing for like a certain amount of time.
And yeah. I was like, I can't do that. Right. I know.
But I got to the point, I know, where I started doing it, and I was like, oh my God, this 10 minutes where I'm sitting here doing absolutely nothing feels like the most restful and productive part of my day. And it feels like centuries. It doesn't feel like 10 minutes. It feels like hours in that moment sometimes.
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
Wow, yeah. That's why I've come to, and like I say in the book, and the reason I named my company Elevated Mind is because if you make your one and only job every day to elevate your state of mind, everything else follows.
Right.
And that's just one of the biggest lessons I've learned personally, you know.
So I feel like I'm running a bunch of different ways now. I guess with the spiritual side of things, or the manifestation side of things, when did that start? Because I know you kind of pushed it together with the business, but was there a specific event or moment where that really, like, this is something that's really important that I need to incorporate?
Yeah. And, you know, it, just like everybody else, it, there were different periods in my life where I dabbled, right? Like I wanted to believe that manifesting was this thing. Of course, just like everybody else, I read all of the and watched all of the and followed all of the, you know, the stuff around manifesting for years. And I had to come to my own understanding of it. So there's different ways that I will talk about manifesting depending on who I'm working with so that it makes sense, right? But for me, the biggest point in my life, I've manifested many incredible things and continue to do so. The biggest point for me was when I was going through a divorce after having been married for my entire adult life, 23 years, I had two teenagers at home. I was working crazy hours, just exhausted. You know, starting over at age 40 isn't so much fun. You know?
Right.
But starting over, I was completely run down. I had been in the ER for a kidney infection. I had what was being stalked, like my life had been threatened. And just breaking down into tears every evening, you know, not knowing how to change things. And I got to the point where I said, you know what, I'm going to close my eyes and I'm just going to pretend that everything is amazing, because it was all I could do. It was all I had left, right? You know, and so I would imagine this beautiful, like, mountain valley farm and how peaceful it was and quiet. And because at the time I lived right in the downtown area of the city. It was literally across the street from a karaoke bar. I could sing what long with them from my bed till like 3 a.m. So, you know, sometimes that was fun, but sometimes it wasn't fun. So, you know, I'd have people at my door at, you know, 2, 3 a.m. like looking for people that I didn't know, you know. And so I would just start doing this every moment I had. Like, as soon as I got home and got settled, I would just close my eyes and start to imagine. If I only had a minute or two, I would close my eyes, because the only thing that made me feel better was just to pretend, literally.
Right.
And then within, I would say within about a month, I had, I managed a print services department for a box chain store. And I had a woman come in so that people would come in to get things printed or, you know, any kind of printing related project. And she wanted a brochure worked on and printed for a, this was a nonprofit organization that gave grants to women in need. And I didn't think anything of it at the time. As I was working with her and talking to her, you know, she was saying, you know, she wanted telling me everything she wanted in the brochure and about the organization. And as she was walking away, she stopped and she looked back at me and she said, you know, we have so much money to give and nobody to give it to. And so I thought about it and I applied and I ended up winning a grant from them,
right,
which helped me to start working towards my own business. And actually, even a year later, they came back to me out of the blue and said, we have this money left over and we have no one to give it to. We'd love to give it to you. Things like this started to happen. I had a family member that I actually haven't even seen in person for probably 12 years now. Like, it's not someone that I am in contact with, send me $12,000 as a gift. Totally unexpected. Which was money I needed to move across the United States, right?
Right.
Part of it. And so fast forward to today, I actually have my 10 acres out here in the mountains in this little valley that literally dead ends into nothing but wilderness. And it's my haven. And so that is, you know, a small piece of the things that I have manifested and where it began. It began out of sheer desperation, which, by the way, is the way most things happen, is especially like synchronicities, right?
Yes, definitely.
Yeah.
No, I've definitely had some experiences that are crazy to think about now, but all of them, yeah, I was in like extreme places. So it, I can definitely relate to that for sure. And that's awesome that you, where you're at now, you know, because that's, I mean, that's great. So with manifestation, I feel like it's a hard topic for some people. And as somebody who struggles with mental illness and things like that, I can definitely understand, because I do struggle with OCD and ADHD and anxieties and things like that. So a lot of the things that I saw when I was first getting into everything, it's all about what you're thinking, and like only having like really positive or good thoughts. And I kind of just looked at that and grouped it with just this toxic positivity that was going on, where I was like, I can't be that. Do you have any advice for people that are just seeing those things, or can you shed any light on the differences?
Yeah, for sure. And I can really, like, you know, sharing just what I shared with you earlier, this is where I was when I started this. This is life. While I acknowledge that life could have been a whole heck of a lot harder, life certainly wasn't easy in it. And my own mental state was struggling, struggling terribly, you know. And if anybody had said to me at the time, just look on the bright side, I think I would have just turned around and walked away. Like, you don't get it. Like, you know, so that's the thing, is it's not, and that has always been me to a degree, right? Like, I'm also a certified happiness coach. I always preface that by saying that doesn't mean I'm a Pollyanna, anything but. I'm one of those people who has many mornings to this day where I wake up with catastrophic thoughts. It's just me. That isn't going to change, right? But I do have tools to manage it. And so when it comes to manifesting and all of that, you're right. There is a very high level of toxic positivity. And I liken this to something that I read a little while back about spiritual maturity, right? As we grow up spiritually, we begin to have a different understanding of these things. And spiritual maturity comes to people of all ages. It has nothing to do with age, right? It's this understanding of self and understanding of where you fit into how the world works and what you do to live a life of purpose, essentially, right? Finding your own sense of space and intention in this world. So when it comes to manifesting, the biggest thing that I had to, that I share with people, because it was, I've heard it from many, many people. And it ironically, it wasn't something that I worried so much about, but getting wrapped up in the, if I have a lot of negative thoughts, does that mean I'm going to constantly be manifesting negative things? And absolutely not, right? I look at this as, here's the thing, like, manifesting isn't something that we can completely understand. If we did and we could make it work as we wanted it to, we wouldn't be sitting here having this conversation about manifesting, right? It would be a very normal thing. But the reality is that we do influence our reality. And so if you can think of it that way, that you influence your reality, you don't control it, you have influence over it. You have influence over what you experience. Yes, you're going to have bad days. You're going to have great days. You're going to have neutral days, right? It doesn't mean that you are destroying any work that you've done to manifest anything specific, right? I look at it as having a dominant negative emotion or dominant positive emotion. And just always working to, when you're aware of the dominant negative emotion, just always working to get back to some dominant positive emotion. But it isn't a game ender, right? Like, it doesn't ruin everything because like I said, I will always struggle with negative thoughts, always.
Right.
But coming back to that being a big part of the reason why I do the work that I do, is because if I can teach myself to manage my state of mind every day as best I can, and giving myself grace for the days that I can't, so much so that I can influence the reality that I and what I experience, then anyone can, right?
Right.
But it doesn't, what it looks like for me doesn't mean that it's going to look like that for you or another person, right? going to be very different. It's unique, just like, you know, where we choose to live or what we choose to eat. It's unique to every individual. So coming back to that, it's like remembering that you're simply owning your ability to influence your experiences. You're a human being. You're going to feel positive. You're going to feel negative. Happiness is not a single pursuit. It is not a something that you, for example, happiness is not just about feeling positive, right? Happiness is a whole range of emotions. And so we get this skewed idea of what happiness is. And we go after, especially in the early phases of learning about manifesting, we go after manifesting for the sake of being happy. And if you can have realistic expectations of why you want to manifest, why manifesting is a really good thing, and what happiness really is, I think you can come to that that place that I mentioned earlier, that understanding of your purpose here, your space in this world, and how you go about life, right?
Right. So you mentioned a little bit about that difference between when you're starting out, kind of working on manifestation, working on your mind, and that jump that you take, kind of that maturity and that thought process that you take. Mm-hmm. I recently did an episode about the Akashic Records, and one of my main points and my interest in talking about just the different experiences you might have when you're approaching that is a lot of information is just out there that is just, this is what the Akashic Records are. And then if you want to move further, you have to go all the way and either do like a huge class or certification or something like that. There's nothing right in between. Do you feel that way about manifestation, or, you know, because it seems like you're creating things for that intermediate level for you to jump up to that next stage. Was that a part of the market that you felt like there was need for?
It's a really good question. I don't know that I look at it that way necessarily, so much as I looked at it as I need to have a different understanding of manifesting, right, for myself. And then I could see in that process that in conversation with others that people struggled with, because if I was able to manifest all these things in my life and continue to manifest the really incredible things, Yet I have a conversation with someone who really can't wrap their head around that. And there's a lot of negative, because of that toxic positivity of you can't just close your eyes and imagine something and it happens. So oftentimes I will come back to this framework of thought, emotion, behavior, results. So thought and emotion being the vibrational level that we're working on, which then in turn affects your behavior, which in turn affects your results. So some people I may talk about manifesting in that way because it's easier for them to wrap their head around and own what they influence, right? Own their ability to create and to manifest. And then I can, when they begin to experience that, and inevitably they begin to experience things that they don't feel that they put really any effort towards, right? This, right. The manifestations like what I experienced early on. Then we can go to this other level of understanding, right? So it's all, for me, it has always been about, I don't want to, a spiritual maturity, right? I don't want to try and teach manifestation from a place of just imagine and it'll all be okay, even though that's literally what happened to me, but still I had to move. I had to do things, right? So because I want it to make sense to anyone who really wants to go in that direction, but is struggling with it. So initially I looked at manifesting from many different angles. I've learned from a few different mentors of my own and taken from that what has made the most sense to me and what has, you know, made the most impact. And being able to come at it, you know, from being a happiness coach and a mindset coach, a big part of my work is being able to give perspective. And so if I can give you a different perspective of manifesting that fits you, I can then help you to have greater success, right? And to more happiness.
Yeah, that I love that explanation, because that's really hard, I think, for people to do, is be able to look at all the different sides of things and then kind of form together their own while still trying to help others. One of the goals of this podcast is actually to do that. I'm not here to tell you how to do things or to tell you, I'm telling you, these
Right.
are all of the different ways that people look at this. And I want you to take this and be able to look at it in a kind of unjudging environment and be able to take what you need out of it, what works for you. And I just want you
Absolutely.
to know it's okay that it doesn't look like someone else's word for word.
Exactly.
So
Yeah.
that whole idea is really, really cool, especially since that's what you're doing with your clients. You're able to adjust that view and perspective that you have to fit with them. But I
Yes.
just want to point that out, because especially for the listeners, like, this is what this is about. Like, so that's really.
Exactly. Yeah. My intention is to really, like, I was writing about this yesterday. I love watching people experience transformations, right? That energizes me. And so my intention really is to help create that. And in because of that, it doesn't matter what my point of view is on something, so much as it is, I'm able to share something with you in a way that it fits with your world, right? It fits with you so that you can move on and do something. So again, it's not so much about my way of manifesting or my way of happiness or whatever. It's being able to, just as you said, share it in many from many different perspectives so that whatever it takes for me to help another person experience their own transformation is what I'm after.
So, is there any other harmful ideas that you see in regards to manifestation? And what are some solutions, or what are some I guess counter practices that kind of even things out?
Yeah, that's a really good question. So I do think, like, in general, if we look at manifesting as at least, well, let's say if we're at the beginning, right, and we're struggling with being able to really wrap our heads around it and believe, what's possible, that you have to do things in a way that you can believe it. And so be very careful to, if you jump in to the idea of I can sit here and close my eyes and just imagine and all of these amazing things will show up. I didn't go into that believing that that was going to make anything happen. I only did it simply for survival. I did it because my mental health was in such a state that if I didn't do anything, things weren't going to go well, right? So be very careful that you when you go into manifesting and understanding it and putting the practices in place, that you do this in a way that you believe. That's going to evolve as you begin to experience things, right? What you believe is possible is going to change, but you need to start at a place that you can believe, or it can be very harmful. Because here's what happens so much is that people put all this effort into manifesting, this mental effort into manifesting, and nothing happens, or at least they don't recognize anything happening, and they are crushed, right? And they send themselves on this roller coaster, and it's really, really tough. It's again, we don't understand all the mechanisms at play. We understand some things. I mean, we have there is a book that these physicists wrote on what is it, biocentric. I'm going to forget it now. I was thinking of it last night. The point of the book is, and these authors do not, they've even spoken out against manifesting. So they're not in support of it. This is truly a scientific book. But basically what they're saying is that life is the center of the universe. Life does determine its reality, right? Based on its need to survive. So coming back to why I began, right? So if you look at it as, again, come look at it from a scientific perspective, see if that feels better. Look at it from a spiritual perspective, see if that feels better. Look at it from a practical, look at it from different angles and see where it fits better for you. Okay, that's really, really important. There is another trend that I see that is dangerous in that it's like one of the topics or one of the practices is living in the outcome, right? So living every day as if you already had everything you want. And this is a really great practice. If you understand and you are coming at it from a balanced place, if you are insistent that you live only in the outcome, no matter what is going on around you, nope. And then you put those blinders on and I'm only going to live in the outcome. And I'm not going to handle what's in front of me. I'm not going to address the emotions that are going on deep inside, right? Which is, you know, this is all BS or life sucks and so on and so on. That is incredibly damaging. And so, that's right. Like one of the biggest things I've seen lately.
Yeah, I think that's actually one of the biggest things, because I also do psychic readings and things like that. Different services, and I think that's one of the biggest things people come with is, I'm imagining my life this way, and I want it this way, and this is how my life is, and I'm like, okay, but it's not, and you're it's on fire, everything's on fire right now, right. And you're not using the water to put it out.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Like if. Yes, this, you know, it's important to have a practice in place to focus on the way that you want your life to be and what that feels like, right? Because we're working on that vibrational level. But how in the heck do you know, because it isn't possible for us to know all the ways in which those shifts and changes are going to come to you. If you have those blinders on, you can't possibly see all the ways that those changes are, or the opportunity for the changes are coming to you. And this is an aspect of synchronicity. There are plenty of books out there on synchronicity where it's actually being studied, right? Their experiments are being conducted on synchronicity. And we know that the typical things, the catalyst is like a need for a big change, like being in a huge transition, high level of emotion and excitement, right? Whether that's, positive excitement or negative excitement.
Right,
and
right.
These are the catalysts, right? But synchronicities are one of those things that if you're not paying attention, you will often miss it.
Exactly.
And so if you have those blinders on, just like you said, you know, you aren't going to see it. You aren't going to see it, right? And you're going to keep focused on this life that you want right here, despite, like you said, you know, what's really happening is everything's on fire.
Yeah, I have to get there.
You're going to end up in a worse place, right? Because that's going to be very crushing mentally and emotionally.
Another thing I think of when talking about manifestation is that one movie. It's a Disney movie. I'm trying to think. It's with the little emotions where the emotions are in her head. And she is like the happy person is trying to take over all the time. And really the sad one wants to take over and just like, she just needs to cry and like let it out and be sad. And it really is a big difference, because when you're pretending or saying that you're happy about something that is really hurting you and you're not acknowledging your own emotions, you're canceling out this connection that you have with the outer world. Nobody can tell when you need help. Nobody can tell when you need support, or when you're happy, or when you're sad, or when you're angry. So things can't change. Like, you have to have an effect on your world, which means you have to react to it or acknowledge it in some way. So I think that's also important to kind of what you were saying. It's important to still interact with your world around you.
Absolutely. We have plenty of really, you know, famous people, you know, actors and comedians who, on the outside, we knew them to be these super happy-go-lucky people. And unfortunately, that's not what was really going on. And so, you know, that is the vibrational level, right? You can, one of the, like, the phrases that I can't stand is fake it till you make it. Now, I understand the true meaning of it. It actually came from a psychologist, and the true meaning of it makes sense. But what it has become is something that is again, very damaging. And so if you fake it all the time, chances are you'll never make it, because nobody knows. You can't receive all of the things that are the subtle energies that are shifting and changing around you, much less the people, right? Like you said, interacting with the people. to follow those breadcrumbs to, you know, making it, right?
Right, right. Are there any other tips that you have for manifestation? Anything to start off with? Because a lot of people just don't even know where to start. I know meditation is really important. If there's any meditations that are easier for people to start with that you've noticed?
One of the things, and it's like, I want, like, you know, of course in the book, like the whole process is laid out. It's something that you typically have to go through as a written exercise once or twice to get it. And then you can start doing it just out of in your head. But a piece of that, because it's starting out, like one of the things that I always teach is, you know, working from that vibrational level, the thought and emotion, you know, of the thing that you want to manifest, right? Or the experience that you want to manifest. So, you know, if I want to manifest a new job, a new career, then what I would do is begin to focus in on what that would feel like for me to have that. And that feeling, that emotion is what I'm going to focus on to some degree every day. So one of the really easy ways that we can do that is by acknowledging the things that are in our life right now that give us those feelings. Two ways that we do that. Well, not necessarily right now, but two ways that we focus in on that same feeling. And one is recalling up a memory of a time when you had that same feeling. It doesn't have to be related to the outcome that you're after, but recalling a memory, because, for example, you know, I can recall like when I worked at that big box chain store, and shortly after that, a friend said, hey, you know, the casino's marketing department is hiring. You might want to apply. And I applied and got that job. And how significant that was for me at that time and how I felt. I can recall that feeling every day. I can call that memory up, right? It takes a split second, and I can feel that way again. And that is one thing that I recommend doing. It's very easy to do. The other thing is in acknowledging the things that are in your everyday life. So I, again, would come back to, you know, what would having that new job, how would that make me feel? And some of the ways it might make me feel is, of course, excited and motivated and hopeful, maybe more financially stable, right?
Right.
And I can say, I can take that simple word stable and stability and say, this chair that I'm sitting in makes me feel really stable. This desk is really stable. Look at all the things in my life that are really stable. Coming down to physical objects sounds silly, but it's really important. And so those are two things that I would share. And just easiest place to start, right?
Right, right. Yeah. Thank you so much for that. I think that's all of the questions I have, but if there's anything that you want to add, or if you'd like to talk about where you can get your book or any other services that you offer, because you do other things as well, you can go ahead and I'll let you take the floor on that.
Oh, sure. Thank you. Well, of course, the book can be found on Amazon, and you can also go to michellesarah.com, which is my author site. The work that I do in coaching is at theelevatedmind.com. You can always email me at michelle@michellesarah.com. And, you know, here's the thing, like, as I said at the beginning, when you make your focus every day to elevate your state of mind as much as possible, knowing that it isn't going to be perfect, some days you're going to probably just throw it out the window, right? But finding those practices that give you some ounce, tiny ability to shift your state of mind, right? Those small, tiny shifts have huge, massive impacts. Just as I shared about, you know, the point in my life where I decided to just close my eyes and pretend because otherwise I literally didn't want to be here anymore. So those small things make huge differences because it shifts the vibrational level, right? And that's what we're after. So find your way. Find those little tiny things that you can do, even if it comes down to saying, you know, I've literally done this, like washing the dishes. Like, you know what? I'm really good at washing dishes. I'm very capable of washing the dishes. I could say that I've mastered this skill, right? Like, remind yourself of all those small things, because it's the small things that make the bigger impacts.
Thank you so much. I'm going to go ahead.
Thank you.
And I've loved having you on. This is really great for me. I loved listening to you, and I know that this is going to be helpful to a lot of people. So I'm really excited for everybody to be able to listen to it. I'm going to go ahead and.